All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline and wrap up crunch time on a Monday with this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away! Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
It is.
Whoa.
That is the worst.
Whoa.
This week it didn't sound good. Last week it was better.
Whoa.
Wow.
This is hurtful.
I've explained my thought process on the intro.
This is hurtful.
Woody Allen whining in an intro makes it at worst than A-.
I mean, this music helps.
Yeah, right.
And then the explosion. It has an explosion.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Last time I checked, this is Merca, where we like our explosions.
Yeah. Let's start my Richter scale.
They wouldn't
scale.
Even have movie theaters anymore if it weren't for explosions.
Don't.
Michael Bay would be unemployed.
Squints Palidori over here.
In tennis, Rafa Nadal won his 10th French Open title. It was on very early in the morning, and I only know this happened because of the notification I got on my phone when I woke up on Sunday. Did you guys watch any tennis?
I did. I always get up early and watch the final. I don't think I've missed an entire final unless I've been on vacation in... I mean, since McEnroe was playing. I wanted to see Rafa go for 10. I was rooting for him. It was awesome.
So what's your number?
9.
Whoa.
0.
Okay.
I didn't even know it happened until today.
Nice.
That's the definitive
yep,
0.
That is a 0.
Horse racing. The Belmont happened. I don't know who won. I know Steve lost. I legitimately don't know. Steve, this wouldn't have made it into the Richter scale if Steve didn't say, you know what happened in my Belmont bet? It wasn't going to
totally
make it.
Forgot.
Oh, yeah, Belmont.
I totally forgot. I didn't even look up who won.
By the way, can I interject here?
No.
It's the first time in like a million years there was no Derby winner or Preakness winner in it. It was, I mean, for there was a million people there, the $1 billion bet. But it did not get a lot of coverage. It popped up on some of the major news sites when it happened, but it disappeared. There was no breakdown. There was no analysis. As little as I've ever seen. But I was glued. Got up, drove down there, hung out, BS'd around, made my bets, came back. My wife bet 10.
So I knew this one happened, so I'm giving it a 1.
Taprit, the 2-horse, ruined my day. I had the horses that came in 2nd, 3rd, and 4th boxed in my try. Hate you, Taprit.
That all sounds like a thing.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
Okay.
All right.
So this one is not just MLB. This is specifically what is the Braves in-game entertainment. He is called the Freeze.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How this works is it's a race along the warning track from left field to right field. The fan is giving a 200-foot head start, and then Mr. Freeze is unleashed, and twice... He came back to win, and at the first one, a fan was showboating that he was going to finish first, fell over, and Mr. Freeze won. In the second one, Freeze stumbles out of the gate, and then he still comes back to win. This was probably one of my favorite things that happened this weekend.
I didn't obviously know about it or wasn't paying attention to the stupid Braves.
Couldn't watch it live.
I don't think I saw it less than 6 times.
It was all over Twitter.
It was all over the place. I was laughing so hard the first time I saw it.
Yep.
Because you had the bozo in his Braves jersey doing, as he's running, he thinks he's got the race won. He's doing the, come on, pump up the volume. He gets past, realizes it, and falls on his face.
What's going through his head? Because he stumbles and then starts egging on the crowd. Like, so you just slowed yourself down, and then you slowed yourself down more.
He was coming down to a jog.
And then you fall on your face.
If his friends don't call him or text him every day for a year with the gif of that to bust his balls, they're not people.
I mean,
they have to have their license as people taken away.
You already have the fact that he's a Braves fan to make fun of him for. Now you have the fact that he fell down on the...
His friends might also be Braves fans. That could
be warning
off the
track.
Table.
Yeah, that's true.
They probably are.
I'd say that's like a 7 for me. I paid attention to that a whole bunch. By the way, take notes, apparently, French Open and horse racing. I'll only pay attention to you if you have a silly gimmick like this.
Right. Mr. Freeze gets your attention.
Yeah, I know horses are technically racing in the horse racing. Maybe put on a costume.
You know, if it wasn't,
I guess jockeys
this
kind of
day and age, and you didn't watch SportsCenter, it would have been a 0.
Yeah.
But if I saw the whole thing 6 times, that's got to be at least a 9.
Yep.
All right, some other MLB stories. Aaron Judge is making a run at Elgary Sanchez for GOAT status with a homer that cleared the bleachers and left. Max Scherzer was the third fastest pitcher to 2,000 strikeouts. Nationals closer Coda Glover hurt his back in the shower, didn't tell anybody, and then blew a save and then landed on the DL. The Astros take a huge blow, losing Lance McCullers to the DL. He joins fellow Astro Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, Keuchel too. Maron.
No bueno.
So MLB this weekend.
It was awesome. I watched a lot of the MLB Network. I got the in-game yesterday. Was cool when they cut away to L.A. for the big comeback, the Corey Seager homer after Chase Utley worked out a walk. I saw the Judge homer maybe a minute and a half after it happened because I had my phone handy. I watched part of the two Mariner games. I'd say I caught part of eight baseball games.
Did you buy the MLB package?
What?
Did you buy the MLB?
I haven't bought that yet. I'm going to wait till after the All-Star break to get the big discount.
Did you sleep this weekend? You were watching sports the whole time.
I'm telling you, though, I was watching, I forgot which game I was watching, whatever was on Fox proper.
Right.
While I was walking my dogs. All right. Okay, watching around
on my
phone.
Watching on your phone. Wow, crazy person.
It's great.
I get like a four. I saw scores and then checked in on a couple of games.
No, between Fox Sports 1, MLB Network, ESPN, and the live look-ins, I mean, you could just have maybe basic, slightly upgraded cable, and you could watch 7, 8, 9 games a weekend. It's awesome. I'm giving it a 9.
It's awesome.
The NBA game on Friday counts for this segment. The Cavs used an undefeated strategy of just not missing, and in case that didn't work, the NBA also used their undefeated strategy of having the worst officials work the important, most important game of the series. Led to 86 points in the first half, 300 between Kyrie and LeBron, and J.R. Smith hit about 20 threes. How big was game 4 way back on Friday?
Yeah, it seems like a month ago. Hey, I actually went to our kids to have dinner and watch game 4. It was a plan. We watched every play, shot darts. It's a 10. It's the NBA Finals.
Yeah, mine was like an 8.5, I'd say.
All right. The Stanley Cup was awarded. The Penguins go back-to-back for the first time since 97-98 when the Red Wings did it. Sid the Kid got his second not-really-so-deserved Conn Smythe trophy, in my opinion. The Preds screwed over by a quick whistle, and with 95 seconds left in the third, Patrick Hornquist scored off a bounce, off the backboard, off the side of the net, off Pecorine. I'm sad Nashville didn't end up with the cup, but I'm glad they are done throwing fish.
That's on you. I think we know where I stand.
That was like an 8 for me, too, because I didn't watch it live because I had the kiddo and I was preoccupied, but I was able to rewind it on the DVR and kind of watch the entire final period, basically. So
I had to do Compromise Jones. I watched half the first period and all of the third. Like you said, there were actually things that got done, but didn't miss any goals, and saw the tainted, the should-have-been goal get pulled, and I saw the whole third period. I'll give it a 10.
All right, last one was the U.S. men's national team going to Estadio Azteca in Mexico. Michael Bradley with a 30-yard chip took the U.S. up 1 minute, one up in the sixth, and then Carlos Vela scored for Mexico. That was the final score. U.S. men's national team World Cup qualifying.
I actually watched that entire match.
Really?
So, yeah, like a 9.5 for me. The Bradley goal was nuts, but then, you know, like usual against Mexico, they decided to not play defense for an entire segment and gave up a tying goal.
Yeah, I was involved elsewhere. I checked the score on my phone twice. I didn't watch one play, so I'll give it a 2 because I actually cared. It just wasn't in the cards.
Getting a draw with Mexico is still a big deal, always.